2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah help.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Got the whole world in our hands.
You got the whole world.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. It is time for another edition of Whole World News, spanning the globe to find something that hopefully interests you. Whole World News, brought to you as always by our good friends at City Creek Mortgage. Expect to save more with Mortgage Mike and City Creek Mortgage. Go to citycreekmortgage.com or call 801-900-HOME.
See, this gets tough sometimes because for Whole World News, sometimes I find stuff that's interesting to me, but probably nobody else. Scotty, would you be interested in a poll of I don't know. They are fun. It's a few thousand Americans that were polled, and it was men and women, and they were asked in their capabilities in a one-on-one fight with certain animals, if they could win it or not.
Okay.
And I'll give you percent.
I'm down for this. Let's just go with this.
It's the dumbest thing. But, man, I find these stupid things like this so interesting. Okay, first things first. They started with a small animal.
Okay.
They asked over 2,000, I believe, Americans, could you beat a rat, a full-size street rat, in a one-on-one cage fight? 72% of Americans said yes.
Wow. 28% really has low self-confidence.
Yeah. You should be able to be, even though some of those street rats get real big.
Yeah, but,
maybe they're absolutely terrified of rats.
Well, then,
Could be. And that rat could be like Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Then that would be a problem. Yeah.
Was it Shredder or Splinter? Which
Splinter.
One was the rat? Splinter was the rat.
Yeah, but Splinter never really did anything, did he?
No.
Just sat around and...
But he was, if I remember right, he was very good at martial arts.
Okay. I just remember him just sitting around and, talking wisdom while, the four turtles had to go knock heads.
That might be right. I don't ever remember him fighting. Did he ever fight, Lloyd?
Yeah, I think he did.
He got into it with Bebop?
Yeah, I think he got into it with one of them.
All right.
What was Bebop's sidekick? Bebop and...
Rocksteady.
Rocksteady. yeah.
Nerds.
You just looked out the side of your eye. 72%.
Lloyd was pretty quick on the draw on that one.
Coming in next, a full-size house cat.
I think you should be able to win that. I'll say, is this going in descending order?
It is.
So probably, 68?
69.
Nice.
69%. Yeah. A goose.
Come on. It's a goose.
61% of Americans felt like they could take on a goose one-on-one.
All right, I'm feeling comfortable about the first three.
Medium-sized dog.
Might be a little bit more of a problem.
49% of Americans.
All right, so what would constitute a medium? Is Buster a medium-sized dog, or is he still a smaller?
He would be a smaller. I think he's more of a lap dog. I guess a medium-sized dog.
Might be like a boxer.
That'd probably be like a boxer.
I don't know.
Maybe a Labrador.
Like, I look at Lloyd's dogs, and those things could, those things could take a good chunk out of you.
Well, the medium-sized dog, I think, would encompass, my guess is it would encompass a pit bull, maybe not a boxer, Rottweiler, or
a lab?
Or a lab. Well, no, it would probably encompass a lab. maybe a pincher or a German Shepherd.
Now, if I'm taking on Yellow Dog, I'm winning.
You're going to win. You're going to beat Yellow Dog.
I'll beat Yellow Dog.
Yeah, you beat Yellow Dog.
I will choke Yellow Dog out.
What was Cujo? Was that a St. Bernard?
Yeah, that was a St. Bernard. Yeah,
okay, that's a,
that's a large one.
Yeah. Yeah, Cujo is going to put up a fight if he's really mad.
Cujo, you're...
And possessed by an evil spirit.
Yeah, you're not walking away from Cujo. I don't care who you are.
A bald eagle. Only 30% of Americans felt like they could take on a bald eagle. They felt like it would attack them from the air and use their talons to scratch
their
eyes.
Well, and plus, you know, you're fighting a bald eagle. You're like, am I going to get thrown in jail for this? Because...
Do the chickens have large talons?
Large dog. Only 30% said a bald eagle. A large dog. Only 23% of Americans felt they could take on a large dog.
Yeah.
17% of Americans thought a chimpanzee. Let me tell you what you wouldn't beat. A chimpanzee would rock your world. A chimpanzee will rip off your face. They also go for another area. Chimpanzees attack areas where they'll get your eyes all bloodied up, and then they'll start punching on you.
Okay, I got you.
15% said a king cobra. I know I could take on a king cobra.
Those things are fast.
So far, the only thing that could get me is a chimpanzee.
Okay, but before you would have said, I mean, let's be honest, you were on the losing end of a stingray attack.
This is true.
But if you put me in, if you take him out of the water and put him in the cage,
he's gonna just you just stand there while he suffocates and dies.
Okay, well, my advantage.
Okay, but
I'm not fighting him in the water.
But a cobra is not in the water and it's crazy fast.
Okay,
it's gonna strike.
If I'm fighting him on the sand, he's got a spitting chance. But if we're fighting in the octagon, I think I can get his tail and I can just whip him around like this. I think. So I'm going to give myself the king cobra. So far, I'm only losing to the chimpanzee. I think I can get the large and medium-sized dog.
You really think you get the large-sized dog?
I do.
St. Bernard's coming after you, all rabid and ready to tear into you.
We're both coming out of that thing.
Give Scotty G a leash and a light pole, and he'll win that.
I know, but I'm not. This is an octagon.
You're both coming out of that thing very bloody. I'll tell you that. The dog fight is not going to be fun. Dogs are incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
The chimpanzees are going to get you. Kangaroo, 14% of Americans felt like they could beat a kangaroo. I think a kangaroo would be pretty tough. Wolf, 12%. Crocodile, 9% of Americans thought they could take on a crocodile one-on-one. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Crocodile's going to get you, and it's death spinning.
Yep. We're going to roll you right into that water.
How exactly are you going to kill the crocodile? You can't choke it.
No.
There's just no way. It's going to shake you. A good-sized crocodile is going to shake you and get you. 8% of Americans thought they could take on a gorilla.
No. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No.
I sent you a video of like a gorilla walking through and these people are taking pictures and he just grabs the foot of this guy and drags him 20 feet.
He
doesn't even look like – it looks like you and me just dragging like – you know, like a pillow.
Yeah.
That's how much effort.
And that guy was probably 250 pounds.
Easy. And he just started. And it was just like I just want you to know what I can do.
As I told you, if you could teach a full-size silverback gorilla how to bench press, they could bench press over 3,000 pounds. That's a scientific fact. So you're not beating a gorilla. 8% said they beat an elephant. 8% said they beat a lion.
Okay. Now we're just getting into the people that are on drugs.
And 6% said a grizzly bear. Grizzly bear was the one that everybody's like, well, no. But the lion.
But the elephant, I could.
The elephant put you right in the snout. No, you're not. Okay, so these are the ones I'd lose to. Grizzly bear, lion, elephant, gorilla, crocodile, chimpanzee.
Yeah.
I'd lose to 6 of them. I think I'd beat the kangaroo.
Oh, no way.
You don't think
the
so?
The kangaroo? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That thing will get a hold of you and kick you. Their claws are so sharp, it'll, like, gut you.
I've heard
that. No way.
You're going to kick you right in the quad, too.
Well said.
Yeah.
You on the same page with me? Do you think you can take on a kangaroo?
No, I'm not going to take on a kangaroo. I'm going to lose a kangaroo. I'm going to lose to a large dog and maybe even a medium-sized dog. I'll be a little bit more realistic.
I might be out of my mind with the dog fight.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen some of these fighting dogs.
I don't want to take on a pit bull or a German Shepherd. German Shepherds freaked me out. One of those are after you. You run.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. They've got the Forever Warranty. They've got the brand-new redesigned Frontier trucks. Those are available if you like the Titan, and you also want to check out another truck. They've got the Frontier, the all-new Pathfinder as well. We just had a listener come in and pick up a Pathfinder. They've got the Rogue. They've got the Altima. So many great vehicles, and you're looking at 0% financing. They're going to give you more for your trade-in. They're also going to throw in a Forever Warranty. I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't be buying a vehicle here. It makes too much sense. You come down, say hi. We'll be here until 3 o'clock. We still have some more Jazz gear available. So come up, load up, get geared up, and let's go. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.